6:31 p.m. We're calling to order the Yorkville Park and Recreation Department Special Park Board meeting for Thursday, May 18, 2017. Call to order. Horace is here. Noel Dilde, Ms. Sissich, Mr. Lane.
Here.
Wilbur.
Here.
Demonovic.
Here.
Okay, we have also in attendance Joel Frieders, Lynn Dubacek from the EDC, Alderman Funkhauser, Alderman Koch, and Tim Evans, the Director of Park and Recreation, Scott Sleaser, Superintendent of Parks, and
Tyler Nelson's here.
Tyler Nelson. And also.
In place of Shea.
Okay. Okay, wait. Now what am I supposed to do here? Is this the one I'm supposed to pop? Or is this the other one? I think I have to check that.
Just the minutes.
Took my pick.
Public comments? Anybody? No. Presentations? None. Approval of minutes from May 18, 2017. Any questions? Corrections?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of May 18th.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Okay. Bills review list for June, July, August, September, and October from 2017.
Now, we just got these today, didn't we? When did you send these out?
Last Thursday? Yes. Yes.
I didn't see it. I'll check again. But I got it. Yeah.
Well, I sent it again today.
Yeah, I
sent it initially.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You emailed me back and said you'll be there.
Yeah, but I didn't read it. You know, you got to say there's stuff there, Tim.
I know you emailed me.
I know. I emailed you and I said, you might not be here. You know?
Yes. So.
All right. Well, you know.
You did get it.
I should. Can we have an hour now so I can go through these? It's only how many pages are these?
Yes, quite a few.
I mean, 100 and something.
Yes. 100 and some pages?
So, most
you
of them.
You guys doing anything tonight? I've been watching the book. Everybody's watching the company tonight?
We were hoping you did your homework.
I'm starving.
I just had dinner.
I would say the big thing on the bills, most of them are related to Hometown Days, Riverfest, or the grand projects that we're doing at Bristol Bay or Riverfront Park.
Any questions, comments on the bills list?
So, and just overall on the budget, we just got through September. We're running about 30,000 better than we did it last year at this point. So, now some of that has to do with Barb retiring, that there's a little difference in from her salary to the new employee that we hired. We're off to a good start this year compared to last year. Last year was a good year for us.
Okay, any questions? Okay, old business, Riverfront Park and Bristol Bay Regional Park Grant updates.
Just real quick, I want to give everybody an update. I try to do a weekly in the weekly report that I send everybody. I'll talk just about Riverfront. We've got the fishing pier and the kayak chute are about ready to get going in. They kind of cleared out back there, things of that nature. Scott and I met with EDI last week to finalize the layout for the parking lot behind the X-Shack, and how we're going to be able to squeeze that in back there. As well as we've had a couple of concerns from boaters who like to go upstream that we're kind of taking that away because of the kayak chute. So we're going to create a little gravel area for them to be able to put in their small boats and get them
out. It's boats that have motors. It's people that like to go upstream fish, but we also need to have access
because of we are responsible for putting the buoys in and out of the river every year, so we're going to have a spot to do that anyway. Bristol Kendall Fire Protection District is kind enough to help us with that, but we need to have a place to get involved in on a regular basis. So I guess it wouldn't really hurt to have a spot where people that want to go out, it's probably only, you know, five or six people that really do it on a regular basis, but some people actually do put their boat in for the summer and put it on their dock, people that do live on the river, and then they take it out once a year. In fact, we did have a call last week about that, saying, hey, how am I going to get my boat out of the water? And so we're working with that person too, but it's one of those things where it's not a widely used thing, but I think it's a necessary thing. So it doesn't have to be overly complicated. I think it's just a simple gravel area down to the riverbank so that we can back a boat in. I think that's all we really need to do.
So hopefully the fishing pier kayak will be in by the end of October, beginning of November. The contaminated soil issue has been resolved. That's completely done. So we're done with that. So we're anticipating either A, we'll see how the winter goes, starting to install the playground over the winter, with either doing a park build sometime in the spring. No matter what, we're going to have that thing functional, ready to go by May 1st of next year, so it's ready for the spring, summer for the residents of Yorkville. And then we've got a few other things to finish out that grant, but we have till December 31st of next year to finish Riverfront.
Tim, refresh my memory about the fishing pier. I'm not sure I know what it's going to look like and where it's going to be.
It's just east of, in fact, you can see it now. They have a gravel area down to it. It's just
that
east.
Gravel crescent area?
Well, that's
behind the Yak Shack.
Behind the Yak Shack, there is that inlet where we're actually doing the ADA kayak and canoe launch. But to the east of there, there's a gravel trail that is going to have a fishing pier that will be a piece of concrete, basically, that has a paved trail coming up to it that will allow people in a wheelchair to wheel right up to the edge of the river and cast the line in to fish.
Ah, okay, okay. All right.
So both the kayak thing and the fishing pier will be behind the Yak Shack.
Okay. No, I've been there and looked. I just was a little confused.
It's kind of like if
well, there's
some of the trees were
what I call kind of a crescent there with rocks on the side, right? The thing that was dug out into
yeah, that's for the canoe.
That's for the
kayak launch for the ADA one. That's
all of the past.
It'll have a dock that floats that you can wheel out on.
That's where I was trying to go. So there's that concrete abutment, and then there's going to be a floating dock off that.
Correct.
Okay. So now that,
but that's the kayak
I wasn't
canoe
remembering.
Launch.
That's
so you'll never
launch,
actually
not
get wet, right? You put your kayak on this apparatus that has wheels. You get in your kayak, you wheel into the water, and then same way you land it the same way you come in, and you. It has rollers on it, and you actually roll up out of the water.
Yeah, I've seen those, so I understand now.
Okay.
That's all.
Yep.
Thank you.
So then on Bristol Bay, which if you haven't been up there, Scott guys have done an amazing job. The multi-use path is gravel installed. The parking lot has been installed. It's gravel. None of it's technically it's not available, but people do use it. You know, Joel has seen people with soccer who've come out who've been already grateful that they're able to get you know a bunch of accessible people to get in there. The skate park has been installed. What else have you been doing up there?
Well, the sled hill has been built. It's been seated and straw blanketed. The sidewalk, the lit volleyball courts that are going to go in, we actually poured sidewalk around to contain the sand rather than just a curb because the sand will blow past the curb. So we did a 4-foot wide walk. We're going to hopefully get the sand all in there in the next couple of weeks and then start doing underground electrical for their lit volleyball, but we're also going to do some lights along the parking lot because obviously we want to have some sort of lights just illuminating that site so that when kids are in their after hours, you can see them. So, but yeah, we're moving along pretty well up there. Like I said, I think we've got a lot of dirt work, a lot of landscaping, really, that's what's left.
Grass coming in?
No, I mean, it's been a rough year to try and grow grass. Yeah, it'll start popping now, but it's been rough. So we'll start seeing some green come in here in the next 10 days.
Yeah. So that one has to be done by the end of June next year. The one thing I did want to highlight on it is the parking lot and the multi-use path, even though we're there, as part of the grant was not paving it. So we will, out of the Parks and Rec budget or land cash, pave the multi-use path. I'm working with Bart and the city on getting the parking lot taken care of through next year's budget. And that goes the same for behind the Yak Shack parking lot. That was not for the grant either, and we're going to have to find the funds to get that paved.
What's the total for that, 150?
You're probably completely up at Bristol Bay, about 150, and you're looking at 75 to 100,000 behind the shack parking lot.
Yeah.
We tried to get it included with the Road to Better Roads program this year. If you've seen, the bank has been paved. If you've been down to the rec building, that's been paved recently. But because of getting equipment back there, deconstruction did not feel comfortable doing that, at, especially the rate that they were giving it. So they would not do that. So we're going to have to do it separately.
Well, we might bid the two projects together to try and get a better price anyway.
Cool.
But that's kind of where we're at with that. So.
How's the land cash funds doing?
Very well.
Okay. We're okay for the lots.
Well, I mean, we'll work with the city on either having it funded through the normal city budget process next year, or we could dip into land cash. The issue with land cash is going to be is obviously we're going to spend $700,000-$800,000 here, so it's actually going to go into a negative balance for a little bit. But then once we get repaid from the state, it will go up to about $200,000-$300,000 that we'll have. That we probably need to look at what are going to be some priorities that we want to spend that money on.
It's kind
of one of them is going to be, I mean, well, Scott and I have talked, is obviously Beecher is a park, is a playground that needs to be replaced. Purcell Park is probably a park that has to be replaced this year. Scott and I are already starting to manage the budget that we'll bring a park board to city council up. We're going to have to take it out. We're hoping that we have enough money in our budget to just pay for that playground to get replaced up there, but it needs to come out this year.
What kind of thing are you thinking?
I haven't got that far yet. Yeah. Definitely.
So,
thinking of some sort.
I think at our next park board meeting in city council, because we also have Windet Ridges, they're done there doing their what they have to do to complete that turn over the land to us. They owe us $50,000 by the end of the month. Is that we'll bring that and Purcell Park RFP back to park board to city council to try to get those playgrounds purchased this year, and hopefully we can get them installed.
Do you get a discount when you buy them at the end of the year like that?
I don't know about discount. We're hoping maybe we can get some better options and good prices.
It would be a custom playground anyway, so it's not like you're buying something that's off the shelf. So you're not going to... I mean, you'll get a discount from anybody, especially by two. Well,
sometimes they have, like, things that show in their catalog.
Yeah, they do sometimes.
Sure. And then we also have still the $250,000 from the sale of the dome up there that I know I've talked to Bart about. There's a special city council meeting on Saturday to have some discussions about parks and recreation with the goal setting and potentially what to do with that money as well. So, I mean, we've been holding on to that, hopefully to use for a facility of some sort, but, you know, it could go to other uses if we wanted to.
Are you going to have park board at that meeting?
It's, I mean, park board can attend, but it's more for city council and staff. Okay. So,
it's a long
meeting. But we'll be doing that.
I'll just listen to it on tape.
I was saying, we're kind of on the low end of that. There are much bigger issues. This video. You'll be there. We'll kind of.
You're welcome to go.
I'd like to come.
We're about 15 minutes.
I have to leave and go watch my kids last soccer game and then go.
Yes.
I have priorities.
So, but there is, in a couple of years, once we get through the grants and get the money reimbursed, there will be, I don't want to say significant, but a couple hundred thousand. We will need to start debating a little bit with that money. We should be spending on new projects, new playgrounds, things of that nature for the residents of York.
How many playgrounds do we really need to update?
Well, you know, we have 24 playgrounds, and, you know, some of them are getting old. I mean,
yeah.
I think the...
What are the top five?
Beecher, Purcell.
Yeah, and some of those are systems that are no longer manufactured. That's the problem.
So right, so you can't get parts.
Correct. A lot of the other systems...
Are there more than just those two?
There's a few. I think probably Price Park here on the south side is one of those as well. We've got a few. We probably have four or five that are really... But I think Beecher and Purcell are the two I think we can get by for...
Another year or so.
Yeah, more than that. Because we could also take those apart and utilize those parts for fixing...
Because they were made by the same company.
Correct, so they're interchangeable.
Okay.
So we won't just tear them out, we'll take them apart and be able to use those parts to keep the other ones going. So,
but I mean, I think
that'll buy us some time.
With Beecher, we want to have a plan. I don't think we want to have a situation like we did at Riverfront. We take out a playground and it sits 2-3 years. I don't think residents would really like Beecher not to have a playground.
Well, that
so
was,
I think we need
that
to have
was
like,
during the downturn.
If anything, we need to have it bought in here before we even take it out.
I would agree.
Tim, is the playground 100% ready to be equipment installed, or is there going to be Anything else? Soil settling of that new soil or anything?
No, underneath it, it's concrete, so it's going to sit on concrete.
Well, I know, but there's like 3 feet of new soil. Well,
there's 2 feet of new soil, but that, so it's actually going to sit on the concrete.
Oh, the equipment will...
So we're going to dig down to the concrete, so everything will be sitting on the concrete.
Oh, sure, sure.
So that's how we designed it when they poured that concrete, so... Okay. Because we can't penetrate that concrete, obviously, because then we have a problem again. But so everything will sit on top of that concrete. So we can change it 10 years, 20 years from now, we can tear it out and replace it without having a problem. That was why we didn't. That's why we did what we did.
But we're ready to install. It's ready to be installed there. The setup is all set to go.
Yep. Yep. Okay. I mean, we just got to mark the holes again and get everything dug. But yes, we're ready to go to put the equipment together. Yeah.
Well, I mean, details.
Yeah. It's final thing. Picture. We're finding the lights, but you can take it like jump. So
just putting the bolts all together and marking them all will take a long time.
Yeah, it's all out here in the shop somewhere.
So staff will be very grateful to get the space back once it's out here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay. The business, Clark Park parking lot.
Well, just so you guys know, Mark here. This is the Brown House. That's right along Route 47 next to Clark Park. They're interested or have kind of moved along in purchasing that property and putting in kind of a restaurant slash banquet center there. He currently, Fisherman's Inn, correct? Yep. In Elburn?
In Elburn, yeah. Yeah,
that they run. And so they've kind of reached out to the city wanting to do this business there, which I think everyone is very much in favor of. But to do it, they're going to need some additional parking spaces, and that's where this park board, Parks and Rec, comes into play, is that they're looking just right at the north. If you look at the map that was on there, to the north of the Brown House, of adding a parking lot there. I think, you know, personally, you know, Scott and I have talked about it. Scott met with Mark today. We've talked with staff and Mark. It's a great opportunity, I think, for the city. It's a great opportunity for the Parks and Rec Department to get additional parking there, really highlight that park. It's a gorgeous area. They're looking to do weddings and things of that nature down to shelter. It would really get a lot of exposure, get more residents, even maybe future residents, to come see that park and be a part of it. So just wanted to run it by and see anyone had any thoughts, look at the design of the parking lot, if there's any issues or concerns of that, and just wanted to see what you guys had to think about it.
What happens with the grant?
Well, we believe that it should be an issue because you're not changing the dynamics of the park in any way. In a sense, just like with the deed, it's still open space, the parking lot, that's all that's being added. And we could do that on our own, which basically that's what we're doing. It'll still be a city parking lot.
But it says here that the solely for the purpose of open space and park use.
Yeah, but it would be for park use.
So the city attorney.
But it says solely.
The city attorney, I emailed you. I talked to Bart. I mean, she believes that qualifies both for the grant and for the deed.
Does she know for sure?
Yes.
Have they talked to the family?
They were going to wait until this was more formalized, and then Bart was going to reach out to the family to actually go through all the details with them.
So that's kind of what hold the whole thing up.
I don't know if it would hold it up. I think it was more just as a being nice to just let them know what we are doing. I don't think it would hold it up.
Is there going to be a lease agreement?
There will be on some of the yes.
Okay.
Of some sort, yes. And we don't have all the details ironed out. We're still working with Mark on all the details. So this was more just giving an FYI to the board of what's being discussed, looking at the parking lot, making sure you guys are comfortable with that. And realizing what's going to happen there.
How would the asphalt affect the trees through there?
Well, we did a tree study, and some of the trees will have to come down. Some of them are natural to begin with. So.
Well, that's also what drove some of the design of where they park.
Right.
What's going around key trees, things like that. So, I mean, there is concern.
I mean, with the roots and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they're as concerned about that stuff as we are. So, I mean, they don't want to go in there and create havoc. So, we'll be very conscious of that. I'm sure we can rope off and stake off those areas to keep machines off those areas. But I think some of that's going to be done actually by city staff. Some, you know, that's what's being talked about, that we might do some of that excavation ourselves, and so we'll have total control of that stuff.
And where are the sewer and water lines located?
Some of that's going to have to be moved.
But where is it located?
Currently it runs from
the house right underneath the path.
It runs parallel to the sidewalk, the public sidewalk there, and then it basically makes a 90-degree turn when it gets to East Main Street and comes over to a manhole. Okay. So
where would you move it to?
I think it would go in the same area roughly, but I think it would just have to it upsize those lines. They have to make them larger.
Yeah. I think it's a relocation. I think it's an upgrade.
Yeah. I think it's going to run basically in the same area. I think it's just a matter of...
So the location would be the same?
That's my understanding.
They water yet.
They would have to, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, well, they would tap into it where the home property is, but then the expansion would take place right by the manhole.
Okay. And here, I wonder, because of the location, that street there... You know, people trying to pull out.
Are you talking about East Main, or are you talking about 47?
On the 47.
In my opinion,
I don't know if you want to speak.
Route 47 is only going to have access to
the engineering.
He's envisioning here.
The access for that will be for services for them. It will not be the public access off of 47. The public access will come through our parking, through Clark Park, into their parking. And then if you look at the drawing, kind of a roundabout where you can
drive
back out.
How would people leave?
They would just basically turn this
way
and out this way, both on East Main.
Okay, but they would still go to this corner, right?
Yeah, but the distance back here is okay, because you're leaving, you have more than that 100-foot.
I guess I'm kind of getting into planning commission sort of stuff here, too.
Brad Sanderson looked at that stuff, and he was concerned about distances and... He's okay with this.
Okay. Because
I think
that's in a different game, I guess.
Do you want to talk to us about what you're envisioning, just so they kind of?
Yeah, maybe I should. So, I own the Fisherman's Inn in Elburn. I also own NCAP, which is Environmental Consulting and Construction Company out of DeKalb. We've done a lot of work in Yorkville area, Kendall County, throughout Illinois, and beyond. So we're an environmental company, very conscientious about trees and the environment. I have a vision of, that property there turn into a banquet restaurant type facility that has a, amazing view of this park and the river. Not a building that looks like a McDonald's or something like that there. It would be a, stone, brick-type structure that blends into the environment. So that's one of the things. If you've been to the Fisherman's Inn, we did a full rehab out there.
I saw the website. It was pretty. I've been by there. My son lives in Long Conference.
Yeah, so we had...
I went there last year. You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
I was
you there for a wedding?
I was when you opened it up last year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2014, actually. We've already been there since then. So.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't even remember the 60s.
Anyway. You were that guy wandering around and
I was
chased
there wandering around and chasing the out there at night, and I keyed your car.
Yeah.
So, try and prove it.
Yeah.
No, but I think you did a great job there.
Thank you very much.
If this is going to be any indication on what you did there to be here, I've been walking.
Oh, absolutely.
What about the house? Is the house going to be torn down then? Is it the house that's for sale?
Yeah, the house would be torn down.
Right.
And actually where the house is, so we'd be contributing, as much parking as we can fit on the site, anywhere from 40 to 50 parking spaces is what we think now. So where the house currently sits would be parking.
Right.
And the building would actually be a 6,000 to 8,000 square foot footprint,
right,
kind of a walkout deal, because the topography drops down to the river. And, the lower level would be a banquet room that would seat, maybe 100 to, anywhere from, obviously up to 130 people,
mm-hmm,
for a wedding or other, any type of, banquet type deals. And that, I envision a lot of windows down there, so, and a outcropping stone patio,
mm-hmm,
that kind of blends down to the river.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been out to the inn, we've done, I don't know how many semis of outcropping stone we used out,
mm-hmm,
there, but we've really incorporated a combination of native plants with ornamental stuff into outcropping stone and grounds. I did it, but I think it's amazing, and we get a lot of good compliments. So we bring into King County and Elburn area, probably, I think, at least probably 70% of our weddings out. Next year we have we just sold, I think, our 96th or 7th wedding. Next year we do one a day out there. It's exclusive to the wedding. But, you know, that's almost every Friday, Saturday, Sunday from May through October, November time period. So we're bringing a lot of people from out of the county just because it's so popular out there now for those types of weddings. So, you know, I would say it's an old barn, but it's an elegant, rustic type feel.
And
so we want to do something similar, but on a smaller scale, and incorporate, you know, the parkland, you know, as far as the existing gazebo, you know, down there, and but also the fact that the little white church, the
Chapel on the Green,
is right across the street. That intrigues us also, and I think it would be a good combination. And Scott and I walked with Samantha, the dean from MCAP today, who's one of our ecologists, through the park, identifying, you know, positive plants and things that might need to be removed. And, you know, part of our proposal is to do ecological restoration of that park, and we do that all over the place with Army Corps of Engineers and Forest Reserves and Park Districts throughout Illinois. And, you know, for example, we're doing the, we're just finishing up on the Northerly Island Project in Chicago for Chicago Park District and the Army Corps of Engineers. So that's the old mixed field that was torn out, turned into a bluegrass park, and now it's a beautiful natural area. So we did that work. It was a 5-year project.
I was out there this year, too.
Were you? Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's turned into something amazing. Considering that's all fill into Lake Michigan from the old Chicago Fire and all that, so it's pretty cool. This park is all there. It's just overgrown to a certain extent. It's been managed in the past, but there's a lot of, you know, it's kind of a constant management thing, but there's a lot of honeysuckle and various invasives that are in there that, you know, you eliminate that, and that would be a winter project to eliminate a lot of the understory, and then that would be a contract we could have, but then, you know, we're donating a 5-year management plan where we maintain it for 5 years and get it to a point where I think the forces, Kendall County Forces, or gentleman was out and identified some, you know, fairly conservative plants that should be preserved, and we'd be all about trying to enhance that type of environment out there.
So. And I think it would give us a chance, too, to maybe see how they work. You know, staff could get a good education out there while they're doing these things, and I think it would help us grow. When you start talking about these types of plants, this type of management, it really is something that's specialized. So having staff, you know, being able to work with experts that know this stuff, I think it'll really give an opportunity for us to learn and, you know, to be able to maybe take this somewhere else for ourselves.
And then as far as the gazebo that's out there now, Scott and I were talking about it today, but eventually, you know, if this process goes through, we put together a plan for how to enhance that gazebo, and it's I mean, I have a vision of potentially for being utilized for weddings and whatnot, for small weddings, but also having it to be, make sure it's multi-use so that it could be, I envision kind of a, as mentioned Scott, kind of a classroom environment down there. We're working on the Morton Arboretum in conjunction with the Morton Arboretum and Army Corps of Engineers right now. We built something similar out of outcropping stone where the stone is actually seating for school kids. They come down and they have a little teaching environment down there. And, you know, it's a quality, that's a gem down there that is part of the Yorkville. I don't think people really know it's down there. But it is overgrown and it requires management. It won't get better on itself, so by itself. So that's the park side, but as far as the restaurant side, on the second story of the restaurant, we'd have a lot of windows. It's probably going to be roughly 150-seat restaurant that would have as many seats as possible, having a view of the woods.
So that would be a restaurant in use every day?
Every day, yeah. Well, probably 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday.
Right, so the patrons can go in there.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, Laura, do we need help down at by the river? I mean, I think that really, you know, I'm new here. I've only been here 8 years, but I'm telling you, there's nothing going on down there.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, they need help. And this is, I think, a little different twist, which would kind of bring some life down.
We've kicked around just the names such as Nature's Edge, or we're just flipping through this.
What was the name?
Nature's
Remedy
or something, yeah. You know, something that pulls it into the woods, and you know, but you know, food wise, you know, tapas type, you know, small plates, fast, and quality food, fresh food. You know, I know, you know, as far as what's going on the cover of this magazine, we've talked to these guys a little bit and about Fisherman's Inn, but we want to do something different, not just another steakhouse or something like that. But,
fresh,
you know,
quality food.
Yeah, fresh quality. Stephanie is operations manager for Fisherman's Inn. Her and I did an indoor-outdoor patio bar on Thursday nights. We're always weddings, but on Thursday nights we do an indoor-outdoor patio bar. Last Thursday was our last night for the year. We're May through October. We have a band every Thursday night, just acoustic bands out there. And we started out as kind of a hobby deal there. We have overhead doors that open up and open the lower part of our building up to the outside. About the third night, I think we did it this year, we had 300 people there. We ran out of food.
Yeah.
The Black Area ran out of food.
Yeah.
And but it's been a big hit, and we want to try to bring that feel, you know, to this restaurant.
I mean, consistently about 250 people every Thursday, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I think this is a real exciting plan. I hike a lot over that Ron Clark Park. I've never seen another person there. And I think it's like a lot of our riverfront. It's a diamond in the rough.
It is.
And I know a little bit about your work. I lived in Naperville for 35 years, and I've seen the quality of what you've done there, how you enhanced places that were nice and made them much nicer. I think this could bring attention to and, you know, use the Ron Clark Park. I think it could be a catalyst to take us to the next step with the riverfront, show other people what's possible with this beautiful rough gem that we have called the riverfront. I couldn't be more excited about it. And the fact that you've got both the, whatever you want to call it, the ecological side of your passion and knowledge in the restaurant. I don't know where you find too many people that carry both of those credentials around.
Luck of the
draw. I think we're fortunate to have you bringing your vision to our community. And I
see, if I would write my stuff last Thursday, I would be more excited.
Tim, you gotta say read the stuff. I'm a busy guy. I was gonna read a tag.
This is one you should have been reading.
I know, I should have been more excited.
There's more important stuff yet later to come.
I'll go over it with you next time.
I think you picked the right time for it too. And I think this could be, as you said, a catalyst to spurring what's happening on the other side of the
country. Nature Remedy is a medical marijuana dispensary. So I'm for it.
But also on the parking side of it, you know, we can fit 40 to 50 spots on our lot. You know, it's 1.05 acres, so, and it's a fairly narrow lot. In order to run the type of business we need to run there and build the building that we want to build there, we have to have the revenue. In order to have the revenue, we need at least 150 seats in the restaurant, and then we need to be able to have banquets on the weekend. So, you know, 50 spaces is just not nearly enough. And, you know, we're looking for another 40 spaces in addition to the 8 that are in the park now, as well as then the fact that we know that at the town square, there's another 50
spots.
There's
a building across the street. It's an old canvas place. It's been vacant for a long time.
The liquor store bought
it. They did,
because I thought that place needs a bulldozer.
Yeah, it certainly does. I wish they'd start doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping, you know, things like that could be spurred on by what
maybe
we're doing.
Maybe you'd be wrong to something too.
Maybe, but
all of a sudden, empty parking lot though.
Yeah. Maybe Tiff Fox could knock it over and build parking there.
Yeah. But that's only probably 8 spots over there. It's a
poster
space. It's small, very
like
small.
A shed, right?
Yeah.
It's like a garage or something of something.
I don't think the liquor store is doing that.
Go ahead, Dean.
When I'm hiking and walking around there, I always look at that island. You know, there's this small little river channel, and there's that island. I'm not the visionary that you are, but boy, I think some interesting ideas about how to incorporate that island into our riverfront, incorporate it into your business, make it a very special place. I don't know all the way you think that way, but I just see that just sitting there. Wow.
Yeah, right now that island is a great screen, unfortunately, to the backs of the buildings. From where our restaurant would be, it's a screen to what's going on over there. I love that property where the barbecue place is. And that's actually what brought me to Yorkville because it's right there with the kayak chute and all the work that you guys are doing up there. I thought that, and someday that will be a really cool spot. But it's just not in the cards right now. But for now, the screen needs to be there. But it has a lot of invasive trees and shrubs on it. But as time goes on, this, and actually in our proposal, that would be on a volunteer's basis on our part to actually, as time goes on, to try to enhance that. But we definitely don't want to clear that.
No, I'm not suggesting clear it. In fact, I was thinking, you know, a footbridge to make it easier for people to enjoy it. I've slept through the river a couple times just to go stand on it.
It was easy to do a couple weeks ago.
Once this gets in place, we've already, Scott and I, with City Hall, have had discussions about what are some other enhancements we can do.
Sure.
So Scott and I put like something like that together to unlock some other things that hopefully as this takes off, it's another example, kind of like the dome of a good public-private partnership that maybe we can work together on some things.
Absolutely.
In which case, you'll need more parking over there, too. Correct. So, it'll be utilized, I guarantee, when that parking's there.
We have ideas for some additional parking that we already submitted off of Liberty Street.
I think a good thing to keep in mind is, I know North Aurora did this with the dam up there, but illuminated it. Because if you
supposed to put a light on there, remember?
That's beautiful. You drive it overnight, the North Aurora Dam, the water coming over, they have it illuminated. It's beautiful.
We should rip out the dam.
Huh?
Nothing.
You know, we've done that at DuPage River. They're ripping out most of the dams. We've done two of those for DuPage.
Well, since the fish ladder went in, like, I go to all the hippie conferences, and they talked about all the benefits of ripping out those dams south of Yorkville.
Yeah, right.
So if they get rid of North Aurora, we're going to be bumping with fish. Once we get rid of ours, everyone south of us will be a hell of a lot better. So I'm all about ripping out.
So this is going to move pretty quickly, so it probably will not come back to the park board. It's going to go to city council, so just want to make sure you guys are all in favor.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm thinking about public use, you know, now and later. We're not talking about giving up or selling or deeding over any portion of that park.
No, the parking lot would be city property. Now, there would be times that it would be limited to the public when he has weddings and things of that nature. So there are times on Friday, Saturday, Sundays where hours from like 5 to midnight.
Just the parking.
The parking lot itself.
Not the park. Okay.
The park would always be open.
And that's kind of segueing into my next question, is the public access piece of it all. If there's a ceremony going on, it goes without saying that it needs to be private and permitted and, you know, have full use of that area, but I really don't want to see a situation where the park use is limited.
Right. Yeah. And in the agreement we put together, we discussed that. So the actual, there will be a map drawn showing, say, the gazebo area. That area would be rented. So people from, you know, either we would or, you know, somebody else would. So somebody else would have the ability to have that Saturday and have a wedding there. But with full awareness that the public, there may be a guy fly fishing or, you know, casting right off into the river. Or, you know, walking through to get to there. And that's just
where we deal with this all the time.
Right.
I mean, Riverfront gets rented for weddings or Town Square, and they know that you could have somebody walking through. I mean, you hope that whoever's walking through is respectful enough to kind of avoid that area.
Well, we said you may get the gazebo, but the rest of the park remains open.
Right, right.
So how does that work out wrong? Would you rent it from the parks?
They're going to be guaranteed, like, 40 dates they're going to get first crack at to...
Would we get income from that?
This is going to be part of the agreement, no. So the only one, there's going to be no real exchange, because he's going to be providing services of help cleaning up and things of that nature. And so they will get first crack at dates. Obviously, we're going to want them to have first crack at dates. They're going to have a business there.
How many weddings have we actually had down there, do you know?
Down there, none. We've had some, but not down there. We had
We don't get that many. And honestly, more than likely, anyone that's going to come and want to do a wedding, they're going to want to coordinate with their business. Like, they're not going to want to just come and work with it. We're going to want to work with it. We're going to want to almost advertise in our catalog, hey, go here for your weddings from now on. So, I mean, this is going to be a partnership with them that we're going to want them to be successful, and hopefully other things will spur that part of them.
So, if he had a wedding during 4th of July weekend, that would be off limits to the public for parking there.
And
Well, only certain times.
Say a Brick Fest or something.
There could be with River Fest where it would be unavailable. 4th of July would not be an issue. They're probably not going to have a wedding at 8 o'clock in the morning when we have the parade there. So we'll be gone by the time.
All our weddings would be after 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, right. So could River Fest be a conflict? It could be a conflict, but we're on the other side of the river. So, and now that we've added the bank parking lot, we've added the parking by the rec building. We've repaved the entire behind the loft area and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot more parking now than there was just a year ago.
Well, don't forget, we're going to be adding, as part of the improvements on there,
we're going to have parking on the riverfront.
Yes. By the playground and then behind the Ag Shack. So there's going to be quite a bit of parking on the riverfront. I mean, probably
some of these
that's been the biggest 60
stalls, stall. At least. Probably more than that.
That's a good problem to have.
Too many people down there.
You ever been to Rip Fest in April trying to park?
Well, that's a totally different
thing. I was part of school and bus
nightmare.
That's a good prop for us to have if we're that successful. So.
I do have my, I'm not a real estate attorney, you know, that's my disclaimer. I do have my concerns about the language in the deed. You know, it's limited and, you know, we have had legal take a look at it, you know. It's the kind of language that kind of causes a rift or a wedge in the community, you know, open space versus development. And I think we're being thoughtful, you know, in the dialogue so far. But just wanted to, you know, be sure that
those are my concerns as well.
To anything.
And they're reasonable.
Yeah, I understand that. And the most of the development is on private property. It's on 4.05.
The only thing is the parking lot.
That's
open space. It would be a parking lot outside the hours that they had weddings.
But you're taking taxpayer property and restricting it at times for a private business. That's what my concern would be. That would be the rift that could upset.
I would say we already do that.
But we do that a variety of times. Mm-hmm. We restrict summer solstice. I mean, there's other times that we do those things.
Yeah, we already do that in some spots.
Yeah, Deb, you're not allowed to solstice. Just
kidding. I mean, people run our
I hear my music
going
regular.
That's restricting access.
See? Providing a service.
Yeah. We're also cost sharing on the parking lot.
Baseball tournaments are
So you are cost sharing.
Absolutely.
Because I was told the city was paying for that.
No. So half up to $75,000. So the anticipated cost of that parking lot is $150,000. We're dedicated to the $75,000 as part of the deal.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And then again, we're putting in 5 years of management. I believe that cost was estimated in the $20,000 range, as well as doing a cost sharing on any improvements to that gazebo, where the city would pick up half, we pick up the other half, and up to 50. My contribution would be $25,000. Cities would be 25 if it went up to
and
that.
And who would do the labor?
We would do the labor and the machine work.
You would do that?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be you guys?
Yeah. So
you need the expertise.
Yeah.
It would be stonework. It would be machine
work. So the landscape stone and all that would be cost shared and you would provide the
labor. We would provide the labor.
Would that be included in the cost? The cost share?
So this way it's written and I envision it is that the city would likely pick up the material costs. We put in the labor and the machine work. And we would just split that. So that's how that would work.
I would love to see some limestone down there. We've talked about that.
It is so gorgeous. I'm telling you. I'm
I mean, that would just...
It's a stony...
I come from Lyle, a Naperville area, and I see Geneva and all the improvements. And I would love that to happen here. Because once you do a project like this, then it spurs more of that Highline look.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. We did the work, if you go on 64 in St. Charles and you look south or down the river, they're part of their river walk. We did all that stone with the big boulders and the outcropping stone. We did that a few years back.
Unfortunately, they just closed on their Thursday night patio bar, but I would just recommend that on Thursday nights in May to go down there. It's a wonderful evening.
We have our meetings there.
You know what? We can do that. Yeah.
No, and you also make a new place here. We'll have to put in the contract.
Yeah.
Our meetings will be there.
The city used to have a Christmas party.
It doesn't have to be a big dinner. A little dinner would be fine. A little something. I'm just saying it could be them. You know,
yeah, it sounds fun. You guys are a fun group, so I think.
Oh, really?
Really?
Watch out for the answer.
Well,
another thing, I had a couple conversations about this just with people in my neighborhood that weren't yelling about my roads. One of the things that Clark Park was always funky about, or in my opinion, was that you can't use pretty much any of the park as it abuts 47 because it's 47 and people are going 45 miles an hour. So when we're talking about doing anything on the property, one of my things was the same thing with you with the deed. Well, what does the deed say? It has to be open space. Learning about the definition of open space helped me kind of calm down. And also the fact that we're only cutting down, I think it's one or two trees in the area where the drive would be, but the majority of the drive would be up near 47.
So most of the trees that face 47 will still kind of blend that whole thing.
Yeah.
And again, you know, he cares about trees as much as anybody in the room.
Yeah.
You know, we walked the property today, and you know, some of those trees aren't as great as you think, but the ones that are quality trees, those are the ones that we really want.
They're keeping the 40 footer, right?
Yeah.
The fat daddy.
There's a huge oak in there that we're sort of careful around.
That's a big one.
You know, some of the other ones, you know, have seen better days. They're in decline already. But there's some great, you know, trees on that property.
But it just kind of buffers the Clark Park seeing the trees. Is more of a wooded area.
But we would also go in and add new trees to it as well. You know, and then and you would go in and add.
Where's that berm you guys were talking about to shield the neighbors? What side was that on?
On the east side.
East side.
East side, and then
that's
a little bit to the north.
Yeah.
You're not going to need it. Bushes, hedges.
I mean, we may want to
like something pretty.
We may want to put some things along the edge potentially that would dress it up, but it's so thick right now you can hardly see that.
What about the houses across the street?
I have a feeling that.
Yeah, that's going north. That was my one concern. If you're coming out of the parking lot, you're going right into that piggy's living room. And when we put in the eight spots, she was the one going, there's 1,000 cars over here. And I respect it. I would be upset too. But
oh, yeah. I went through that with another one with the rest when they built that one under the old jail. Mm-hmm. That poor lady that was there, you know, right in her living room every day.
Yeah, I think that's a point well taken. I think when you look at that, we'll work with Brad to maybe analyze where you come out towards the intersection. I call
yeah.
The
driveway.
Yeah.
Towards
these things you got to consider because
I think that's something to look at.
Be a good neighbor,
and maybe ship it with some low shrubs.
Right,
right.
Or even you know, donate to her shrub, put it in front of her window or something like that. But my only concerns were respect the trees that are there, but then also respect absolutely the neighbors around it. Besides that, I'm 1,000% in favor of it.
Yeah. Good.
I know you might like trees, but you said stuff about I have to like periwinkle.
You like what?
I like periwinkle. There was Downey periwinkle a while ago, remember that? They said that they had periwinkles like going all over. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
You know, it's all bad
street trips.
Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle.
Not periwinkle.
That's the same thing to me. I'm not a bot.
They're the same thing. Periwinkle and design.
That's right.
All right. Is that one of the dwarfs? That was one of the dwarfs.
You better stick to the
I didn't about
business part, not the politics.
This came up after our EDC meeting with you guys. I don't know if we ever discussed about who for the snow removal stuff.
That's on the city.
It's the city lot.
It's the city lot.
So are we also maintaining your parking in your lot too, or no?
No.
Everything
so, okay,
on our
so
lot
to
is
get in there, you have to
we would plow it.
Come through here, right?
We would plow it.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that was brought up about with the way it's designed, it's not going to be a big truck type thing. You're going to have to come in with those.
Yep. We have no trucks too.
We
it's
made
it's well, different than Ginger and
it's just I'm just wondering if there's more staffing you're going to have to do.
Potentially, but you know, I think they're trying. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I hear what you're saying. If it's a restaurant and they're open, but chances are if it's no, you know, cats and dogs, unless there's a schedule event, things are usually slower. But
hey,
we have staff up.
It was something that was brought up after the meeting.
I used to work at one.
We have staff up.
It was brought up after the meeting. I was wondering.
Yeah.
I don't remember us talking.
I think it's something we'd have to make clear to staff that it needs to get to, you know, they need to be aware of it.
So if you got the trees and the snow, I'm just thinking as a lady, you're going to push the snow into the trees in the parking spaces? How does that work?
No, you usually push those side to side.
You just grab them and pull them back?
No, in this design, you have the ability just to swing wide on the road, push it side to side, you know, push it to the back, and so on, you push it to the side.
Yeah, because they're going to have spouses,
right? Yeah, they'll have blocks. They'll have blocks there.
Machine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just different than the parking lots.
We don't do that in City Hall. We don't shove them into the back of City Hall. We do it side to side, too. So.
Okay.
It's definitely a progress. Park where you guys are all good? Okay. All right. All right, I'll keep you updated as it moves along to the city council.
So hopefully they don't run into
it. Say anything you want to say for the rest of it. Thank you, very much.
Thank you, everybody.
We'll see you at the planning commission next Wednesday.
Yes, we'll see you again.
Yes.
Next
Wednesday.
You'll get to know me.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Is this your
question?
Is this yours?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Send me an email. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Just to kind of, so there's a grant now that's out there that's federally funded, and obviously we would like to submit to City Council. I wanted to give you an FYI what we're looking to submit. There are three projects that we're looking to go after, which are the Common Trail, which we've discussed at this park board before, which goes from Riverfront all the way out to Route 71. There was also, we're looking at from a trail of adding from Hoover all the way into Route 47. And then just to do some downtown landscaping on the hill over there. So as a staff, those are the three areas that we're looking to apply individually for. And if you kind of go through, there's some things on there of which the pros and cons of each and which ones we think would be more successful. But to try to see if we can get one or two of these.
Does anybody know which side of Fox Road this trail is supposed to go on?
Yeah, it's on the north side.
It's connected over.
On the riverside, right?
Yes.
Fox Road.
Yeah,
on the north side, to Hoover.
On the riverside.
The north side is the riverside.
Yes. Yeah, we want to connect.
That's on the White Oak side, the riverside side.
Correct. We want to connect.
See, how are you going to get down in front of the fire station in front of the county building?
Well, some of these we're going to have to work out the details with the county.
I think the other side would be easier.
Yes. Yeah, but we want to get to Hoover. I mean, the whole point is
I know, but
easily, and we want to make it easy.
You know, cross Fox.
We want to make it easy for the residents, and we want to make it easy for
the dog conversation.
Too many cars.
So
speed limit.
Where would this trail start?
Ideally, you want to go from Route 47 all the way out to Hoover.
So this
so that would include Debs subdivision and then the Mayor subdivision.
That's right.
Southward or north of Fox Road, along Fox Road on the north side. So that's one of the grants that we're looking to apply for. The hill landscaping, and that's really not more of a park board issue. That's more at the city council and stuff. And then the ComEd trail would be more.
Terraces and stuff.
They should do that just to sell the city.
And then the ComEd trail. So those are the three that, you know, staff is going to be recommending to city council. Just want to make sure you guys knew what was going on. If you guys had any concerns or issues with that.
Now, what kind of trail is going to be paved and everything?
Yeah, the asphalt trail.
Asphalt
just trail. Like, it's the same way we got money for the Kennedy Road Trail.
Same thing.
Yeah. So,
how far off of Fox would this trail typically be? How many feet off of the roadway?
I don't know. I know there's a minimum distance it has to be. I think the minimum distance is 4 feet. But I think they would, because of the profile of that road, it would probably have to be bigger than that. Just because that profile has ditches that carry the water, it's not curved.
Does that mean the front entrances at White Oaks and River's Edge are going to have to be torn out too?
No, I think they would work around that stuff.
Because there's just room for a sidewalk and a ditch right there.
Yeah, but you can move the ditch. There's other things you can do. You can fill the ditch there and pipe it underground at that point. Just have a sewer head. There's other things you can do. Okay. And have it come right through the.
So it'll be right along the north side of Fox.
Yeah, correct.
On a big sidewalk.
Correct.
Correct.
Didn't they just repave that and kind of do a little bit of a paved shoulder there too? Am I thinking right?
Further out they did.
Oh, further out.
Further out they paved it wider.
Okay.
With a,
between Hoover and Silver Springs.
Yeah.
Okay. Has anybody contacted the county yet to talk to them about?
I do not believe so. I think it's more.
Yeah.
If we can pay for it, I'll pay for the problem.
They shouldn't have de-annexed.
That's the Uber part.
Yeah. So I think the Fox Road one is key.
That was a fun
for at least from our standpoint.
Now you might need it.
We thought this was a key one because really, if you're on along that road in Deb's subdivision, you have no way of getting to the city.
We have a neighbor that was hit and he was severely injured.
So that's a key. Yeah. And then the comment trail one, it's what we discussed here at the park board before.
Now, where would that go? I mean, where's the place we're at? How long?
It's at Riverfront, it'll go all the way to Route 71.
There's already some.
There's something there.
Utility poles are all right through there. So
that would be on the north side of the tracks?
Yes.
All the way down?
South side of the tracks, all the way to Route 71.
Well, the south side, right?
It basically would parallel the trail we have along 47, but it's a much prettier walk, prettier area.
Okay, yeah, right.
And that has no connectivity, like there's no residents.
Oh, yeah.
It would connect that one part of the one neighborhood to the river.
It ties Raintree and the...
You would connect.
It ties Raintree, Windette Ridge, the hills.
Oh, that's right,
It ties into a large population
around Circle Center.
That's like over 1,000 residents.
Yeah. If you read the memo, that's probably our best.
That's going to be the best.
It's going to get the most consideration probably from the Great.
But the one everyone would see, which seems to be the smallest dollar amount and least importance, is the one on the hill.
From our standpoint, I mean, I think the Fox Road one would be our number one priority just because that's an area where we don't connect at all. I mean, everywhere else we got to connect somewhere.
Yeah.
Where are they getting the matching for these things?
That's out of our control. That's for the alderman here.
I've been to Ken.
Ken?
All I know is Candy Road was matched by Push for the Path.
Yep.
To pick up the city portion on that.
Yeah, but this is a million something.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. That was big time, too.
So you're going to do, like, another fundraising thing?
So if it was
or
the same
front, maybe the county would push
but you don't ever think that far ahead because the likelihood of getting something is so small.
More
don't you need a plan?
By the time the road is up there.
The railroad
is up there. We can bond out and make a better road for 2 years and pay out a general
fund.
A thousand different things you can do.
Well, you just need a commitment from the city council, and then they can always reject it.
At the end of...
Correct. They helped out with the county road.
Last 50,000.
I think they're both good ideas, but I think bringing people out to Hoover would serve more people. I think more people would use a trail to Hoover than would use a trail to 71. Now, I don't live out there in that, so I don't want to... But
well, we're going to apply for all three.
Well, that's great.
And then...
I mean,
hopefully see which...
Hoover's another one of these gems. I mean, it's 400 acres. I'm out there 3 times a week. I can hardly ever see anybody.
Well, I mean, Scott and I recognize that.
A way to get out there safely. And plus, the distances are very doable. You can go from Bridge Street out there and back. It's probably, I'm going to guess, 5 miles, 4 miles.
Well, eventually, too, the Element Road Bridge will come to the back side of Hoover property. So there'll be a connectivity to cross the river there.
Yep.
There's no doubt the homes there out to Hoover, we don't have any connection. And then just the south side of town.
They're all good projects.
Yeah. But I'm saying, no matter where you live in town, that's a fun trip. That would be a fun trip.
Well, that would allow people actually from outside of Yorkville to go to Hoover. You can go from Oswego or you can go to our trail and come to Hoover then.
Well, the high school runs through my neighborhood, and they have to go down Fox Road.
Sure.
With no sidewalk.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. So I just want to let you know that, just so you know what's going on and what direction we're going in on with the ITEP grant there.
Well, what are the thoughts behind this one little trail that we have there along the river? Outside
that's River's Edge. That goes back to...
Well, I walk it all the time. I'm just asking, what was the idea behind that, or where might that go in the future?
Well, I think the idea of that was we would really love to see that go along the river as long as it can.
Oh, I see.
But we know at some point when it hits, you know, populated areas like White Oak, you're simply not going to get the easements to be able to come along the river there. So we would have at some point have to come back up to Fox Road or find a way around that somehow.
Although my experience is once these trails go in and all the people who live along them start... saying when their houses were right on the trail, because right on the trail becomes a big thing. And I've seen this work both ways, and I've seen it typically, I don't want it, not on my property, all that, and then all of a sudden this is like a real, my house is worth more now because I'm on this beautiful trail.
Right.
And I know that the Hells Angels don't frequent
the
trail.
Well, originally the trail, the railroad, they sold River's Edge, they were going to get rid of the railroad.
Uh-huh.
And the trail was supposed to go down where the tracks were.
Sure, glad
to. And White Oaks, part of White Oaks was sold that way too. So it would come through downtown.
Yeah.
Since then, they say they have 70 years of sand if you're going to haul, because they're hauling sand.
Yeah, well, that's how they sold River's Edge. I had a guy call.
You were going to be on this beautiful river trail on the railroad right away.
Right.
Yeah.
And now he's got a train blasting it, driving on, driving him crazy.
Yeah. That's a neat little trail. I hike it twice a week, that little section there into Hoover.
Yep.
At one time, we had 40 acres in Hoover. And then we were bought out by the county, decided to give us our money back. So you would have had, that was another reason you wanted a connection into the
Hoover.
But it does connect into Hoover now. It has
how many acres do we have? We must have 20, 30 acres there, don't we? Is all that flat ground ours?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we probably, I don't know if it's 20 or 30, but it's quite a bit there.
We ever thought the dog park could go better?
We'll discuss that one more. Any other questions on the I-10 grant? Okay. That'll probably just move on to City Council. I'll keep you guys updated on what decision is made there and the progress of that. So I imagine that's going to be a long-term thing. If City Council approves moving forward with it, that it'll be a while before we hear back.
I have one other thought about this Fox River Trail, and I know it's difficult, but from my own personal experience with a trail in another area, the further off the road that trail can be, it's hard. It's almost a psychological thing. You know, I'm there, and I got three little kids in tow, and they're 4 feet from the traffic. That's one thing. They're 6 feet. They're 10 feet, and there's just kind of a, you go out to have a bike ride to relax, and if you're 3 feet off the pavement, that relaxing factor sometimes isn't there.
We understand. And that's what I'm
And I'm not saying you don't understand. I'm just saying anything we can do when it's possible to cut it back a little bit.
Yep.
And the trail that I'm thinking of does that. In certain places, it's literally adjoins the road because there's no other option. Other places, it goes 15 feet back, and there's a little bit of a break there, some trees or whatever.
How does that work when you hit a farm?
When you what?
Hit a farm when the tractors have to get in there. They drive up right over the trail.
Yeah, you give them access. You give them culvert and access part. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Because I know there's on either side there's Christie's.
Yep.
Can I just quickly add some food for thought? And I'm sure this has come up already and rolled down the road. I really hope it gains traction, you know, and we have something good to work with, you know, down the road. I just want to be sure that directional signage, the wayfinding signage, you know, some, with a tourism element is included, you know, as part of everything that we're planning for.
But I think some of that, once, if we get the grant, then those decisions can be made. Right now it's like, let's see what we get.
Absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
We can start to look at things. You know, and that's stuff you go on having.
Would that enhance the application for the grant if you applied for the signage at the same
They'd probably give you a portion of that.
I mean, would they think there was
that way?
A better idea?
I
mean, as far as getting the grant?
You know, that's something where just at Riverfront City's now with Freeman's closing to be able to now have more science as here's like Yak Shack for canoes and things like that.
Yeah. Freeman's is closing. Recently closes bait shop.
He's out.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
When did that end?
A couple weeks ago, an article in the paper.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes. No. Just.
You and I have the barbecue place staying in there?
Stop it.
Yes.
So the barbecue place going to expand into there, put some tables in there?
I pretty much had.
Yeah.
Oh,
but he only had a little bit of space there.
Okay. Well, I know. I just didn't. I hadn't heard that. Okay.
Okay. Great. Next topic.
2018 Athletic Field Usage Agreement.
It's just pretty much the same thing as last year. So far, things have been going very nicely. Obviously, we will not be charging them. They'll have their designated fields, things of that nature. Overall, I mean, it's gone pretty well. Very minor issues. I mean, our biggest issue is some random group will pop out of nowhere, your demand field space, and we just don't have it available. And that's always seems to be an issue. But otherwise, what we've set up here has gone pretty well the last couple of years.
Do we have another space that we could...
fields. You know, honestly, I don't know if we really need it right now. I mean, I would hate to see. I think we have other issues to invest our money in.
Well, it does bring in revenue. It doesn't kind of pay it for itself.
It doesn't bring in revenue now. If anything, if we were going to look at it, I think if we went to Atlanta.
Are we talking football?
No, this is for baseball, softball.
Oh, never.
If we wanted to add a field, I would say bridge, or as Scott's mentioned, look at actually in the south side.
No,
complex.
No more baseball.
So, bridge.
We're in the hole already.
Generates us money.
Well, I'm not telling you guys what to do, but as far as I'm concerned.
But we want to get the agreement done and get it out to the groups that are already asking about it for next year.
Do I have to sign that? You got it ready?
I'll have them sign it, then I'll have you come in and sign it.
Okay.
So, any questions on it?
Okay.
We need to vote on this.
Any complaints from residents or park users over the last course of the last agreement?
Like I said, the only issue we have is it's just amazing how a random group, like you kind of have your core YYBSA, Yorkville Reg, Yorkville Fury, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere comes like March this year with the Rebels that just came out of nowhere and like were a group of residents and wanted, like, of course, they went bridge on like Tuesday night. And
that's why they're called the Rebels.
And it's like, it's gone, and then they're upset, and they're calling.
It's just parents of fracture from other organizations.
Yeah. I mean, that's the harness thing.
And then think they're going to get field space.
And it's like, you know, these teams. That's the hardest thing, and they're calling
it.
Elected officials, Parkland members, because they're upset. Well, the one called you, or they called Amy somebody and was upset because they couldn't get a field, and we're like,
probably call me.
Yeah, so that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, there's some minor maintenance issues where they'll call us up and ask if we can help. If we can, we can. Sometimes we can't. We're too busy with other projects. So overall, it's gone pretty smoothly. And I mean, I think YYBSA, if you looked at Beecher, has invested quite a bit up there. Doing the dugouts, doing things of that nature. So I think, Scott's probably biggest concern, and mine too, is just where there's a feeling that all of a sudden it's theirs. That's the thing we just need to make sure we're keeping an eye on, that they understand it's our property, that we don't only make them sign an agreement saying that if they install anything, it's city property and things of that nature. That's the only thing is, that they start to get a feeling like it's theirs, and if we ever want to do something else, it can be a little bit of a battle. But right now, it's gone well. And I think it's really freed up Scott's staff to do other things.
It's definitely helped, yeah.
So, we do need to vote on that.
Okay. Do you want a roll call on this one?
Please.
And motion in a second.
I'll motion that we approve the athletic 2018 athletic field use agreement.
Second.
Roll call, Horace, yes. Lane?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Domanovic?
Yes.
Motion passes. Meeting scheduled for 2018.
It's that time of year for us to finalize this. I was talking to some other department heads that don't always meet. What do they do? And one of the things they've gone to is to meet every other month. We can always schedule a special meeting if we need to. I don't know if that's something we want to discuss. It's been a few months since we met. We don't seem to have...
Why don't we do it the way we do it and then just cancel the meeting?
We can do that, too.
I like that, because
I just want to make...
put that down as a Thursday. You let us go 2 weeks in advance.
I just want to throw this out. We can do that and just cancel.
I mean, then just cancel.
Yeah. And that's fine. I just want to at least give you the option.
The Thursday night is my night with you guys.
Okay. So we can keep it that way. And just
I like it that way, because then, but if you just cancel, you gave us plenty of notice last month, it was fine.
Yeah, we can keep it the second Thursday of every month and just play it by ear how it goes.
I'm not trying to. I
wanted to give you guys the option of at least to discuss it. So if that's what you want to do, that's fine by us. I mean,
is it easier for staff? We just do it every other month? Or does it matter either way?
Our agenda is just based off we have something.
Off of the system?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter, you guys.
It does not matter. Okay. I mean, like Dan said, we can just keep it the second Thursday of the month, and then just cancel it.
We got it now, nothing's changing. We plan on meeting it. You don't have enough data there or something that we should do. That we have to let us know a week in advance. Like you do some isolated. I don't know at all.
All right. You want to vote on that? That you're going to keep it the second Thursday of every month.
Okay. I need a motion and a second to keep the meeting scheduled the second Thursday of every month.
I'll second that.
I need a first and a second.
Oh.
Sorry.
Stop trying.
Read it back to me. You want to
we
keep
need
the,
a first and a second to keep second. The meeting schedule the same.
Second okay, Thursday of every month.
I move that we keep our 2018 meeting schedule for 2018 the same. Second Thursday of every month.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anybody opposed?
Okay.
Receptionist update.
Yes, so I just want to give you guys an update. Obviously, back in May, Barb retired. And, you know, Shane and I kind of sat down and talked about the direction that the department was going. And there is definitely, at the time, it still is, there is a need that we really need to be have as many staff out in the field as possible. I mean, that is the core of what we do. And with the more that we are expanding with baseball tournaments and the bigger basketball and soccer is getting and then getting this opportunity to Van Activity Center, it was pushing people like Tyler and Steve 45, 50 hours a week just to cover everything. And so Shay and I had discussed, like, okay, how are we going to move forward? And as online registration is becoming more and more prevalent in what we do, there was an opportunity where City Hall could not have needed help at the front desk, but didn't have complete funds. So by bringing in, and if everyone hasn't met Jake, we went ahead and moved forward and hired Jake as a recreation coordinator to help us out in all these areas. And then to use some of the other funds that we have available was to hire a receptionist, a shared receptionist, that would go and be up at City Hall, and that we would be looking to dramatically cut back hours that the record admin building is open, to where probably once this person gets trained in the next 6 months to a year, we would maybe go just to a 10 to 2 shift at the rec admin building, and those other times you would go to City Hall to register for programs and classes. And then that way...
So the rec building will be open for 4 hours a day.
Yes. And then there may be days where we run into problems where it's a special event, everybody's worked all weekend, we might not even be open that day at all. And we've already, if you've seen it, we've already kind of gone to that where there are, you know, hometown days we shut down for a week. It's just, it's hard for staff to cover all that and things of that nature. And that as online gets strong, you know, more stronger, more people are going to that. There's a lot of park districts that for the most part, that's the only way you do register. And then this would assist people at City Hall. Eventually, if City Hall comes downtown and we're near each other, this would benefit both of us. So we're in the process. We're actually, the position closed last week. They're looking to do some interviews. I'm hoping to hire somebody. The person would train with us for the rest of the year, learning rec track in our system. And then kind of January 1st, they would go up to City Hall. We would kind of keep the hours and start adjusting them based off the schedules. But at some point, we'd go to more 10 to 2, and even potentially, if it goes well, even maybe just close the office down.
That's a good idea.
And you still would have to go to City Hall to register. Obviously, we've got, if people walked in, like Tyler and I talked about it, if 2-3 of us are down there, we're going to open the doors. If somebody walks in, we're going to take care of them. You have online registration, and then it helps City Hall. They run into a problem where Bonnie, the front desk, takes a day off. They have to pull people in from other departments to cover the front desk. Now this would give them another body up there. And so it's a shared services basically within the city that we're looking to do.
And they're doing it with Public Works, too, because I had trouble. I was on hold with City Hall for 20 minutes. I had finally had a hang up.
Well,
if this is the way it's going, they may need more than just one part-time person.
Well, this would be a full-time
I've never
person.
Been on hold waiting, you know,
sure.
for Public Works.
So,
they probably knew it was you.
They did know it was me.
I know, that's why you're on hold.
They did it.
I put you on hold, too.
But I just want to give you guys an update.
I hung up, and then I was on hold again for another 20 minutes. I could have driven down there faster.
Sorry, you should have.
So I just want to let you know what's going on, and as we go into the future, what's happening. But I really feel very, very strongly that the more staff we have out in the field, that's what we do, that's what people expect, that is our core business. Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Chris. Thank you very much, Dad.
Good night.
That's where I need to be. And it's already, Jake's been a huge addition. I know he's helped out. It frees Tyler up to do other things than having to go and worry about a baseball tournament just being in soccer. You know, it frees him up then that we can expand into other programmings, like the Van Activity Center, which we're doing more fitness classes down there. So I just want to give you an update of what we're doing and where direction that's going.
So the activity center, I'm delighted. The parking lot looks great. signs look great. When the city takes that over, what are we going to do?
Well, that's a decision down the road. That's like
two,
I think there'll be.
It's got to be at the
250. It'll be a decision. Yeah. I think I've already talked to Bart. That's going to be kind of an all-encompassing decision with that building.
Right.
Of okay, like, this isn't going to happen in the next year or two. We're going to have free access to this. Is okay. What happens when the decision the city council has the funds? Okay, now what are we going to do with these programming?
Right.
And exactly. Using potentially that 250. And so I think it'll be all kind of. Here's what we're doing with one decision.
If they move over to the bank building, wouldn't there be room at City Hall not just to have the police department there?
No. They need that whole space.
The police department needs the whole space.
Oh, yes. If you see the police department making an Oswego.
My guess is.
Phil, this ain't Oswego.
Joel could probably speak better.
Oh, stop.
My guess is even if you gave them all that, that's probably not even adequate.
That's not enough.
Now. Like,
that's
even
not
if
enough.
We walked
well,
out.
Well, how are they even functioning then? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, they...
You're used to it.
Yeah. You make it work. I mean, that's what we all do.
If they went on strike because they didn't have room, but they were still getting paid a full salary, you just make do.
Just live in your car with the rest of us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But...
You got it.
So...
Have your office in your car.
We'll make it work. And there'll be some opportunities here. You know? And this is a great opportunity for us. And you know, right now. So, it's been a huge addition to us.
I would love to see the library move over to school... And then City Hall take over the library.
We tried.
Did you guys try that? Because that was my idea.
The papers last couple of months.
Oh, God. You should have been at City Council. It's the most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen.
About the library?
Yeah. They don't, like, they read the headline, but they don't read the article. That's the gist of it. And what's funny about that is that it's the library.
I think the library really would benefit much more over at the school.
Right. But it's the school. Sure. It's a separate taxing body. You don't cross the streams.
Don't you ever hear partnerships like,
no, there's
like the
like
one
that.
With farmers?
School doesn't partner with anybody.
Rat.
We've been asking for an agreement with the school.
They're
for
in the
4 years,
hole for crying out
years.
Loud.
Everybody's in a hole.
Not Parks and Rec.
Except Parks and Rec.
But
right,
for now,
Jimmy?
Regardless of everything else, I mean, we have a good relationship with the school district. But the Van Antwerpen Center has been great to have, and hopefully we can do more things out of there.
I wish the building was back further.
Can't do anything about that.
Can you just pick it up and move it?
Yeah, I wish I wanted to.
So
are we done?
Yes, but just so you guys know, I'm the receptionist, so hopefully, probably in the next year there'll be some dramatic changes at the rent building, especially when it comes to staffing.
Do we really want to waste all these trees for the next meeting? That we missed three meetings in a row.
I'll read my thing next time.
Can we just tell Tim, don't bother?
Don't know something. If we can't read it like I did, I deserve
please,
it.
I just feel this is such a waste.
Stash, could you read it?
The shredding guy's happy, I'm sure.
No, we're good. We're not closing.
Okay.
Anything else? Anybody have anything else?
No.
Okay.
All right. Need a motion and a second to adjourn.
I so move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Joel wants to go eat.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting 8:15.